Josh Fadahika is the Deputy Mayor in Gisborne, and today we're talking about what's been a pretty eventful week in that proud town. Thanks for joining us, Josh. Kia ora anō.
Morena, Dale, morena. Pleasure to be here, my friend.
Thanks very much. Obviously, we are conscious that, sadly, the two mate Māori, and so we know, too, that out of respect, we leave our whānau to grieve their loss. But, of course, a lot of attention turning towards Gisborne and what's happened at that birthday party. What's been the response of the police and the community from your read, Josh?
Huge outpouring of aroha and really good responses from inside of the community. A little bit of frustration, too, because outside of region, there was a lot of narrative that was put on that party. Straight away, you know, I do want to again echo the sentiments that our mayor had given to those whānau. That's very trying, very sad, and we send all of our love and aroha to both of those families. So all of the families involved, actually, because there were other families that were injured in the event too, you know, my own families, you know. You can't come from a place like Gizzy and not know these people, you know. But yeah, in region, we knew what it was relatively quickly. Unfortunately, there had been this kind of national-wide narrative that was put on top of it. Essentially, a 21st birthday party, right? And a couple of people that were not great people turning up there and being very disruptive, very... Yeah, a very, very sad event. A lot of aroha for that whānau in region.
Tēnā koe. Well, the narrative that sort of drifted out through the media or speculative responses gains into kind order. They were mentioned as almost as if to blame social housing for the incident, but really there's still a need to house our people. That's unfortunate that that's the perception that drifted out across the nation.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. And you know, like I grew up in a gang family, right? Like it's what I understand that's how I understand the national narrative to go when talking about me and how I grew up and my family that are around me that are still associated and still affiliated. So there's lots of us with that have those connections, particularly in a place like Gisborne, you know. But it had nothing to do with what went on there. That night was supposed to be a joyous night celebrating one of our rangatahi, one of our taonga in this community, and that's exactly what the whānau were doing. It came down to two people, you know. That's what it came down to. And the police have disclosed that. In terms of process moving forward, I'm not too sure where this will be going. But, yeah, all my aroha to that whānau.
A lot of people outside of these communities might struggle to understand why gang culture is so prevalent, so ingrained in Gisborne, Hastings. Can you shed some light on that?
Well, there's been all sorts of kōrero. There's been all sorts of kōrero around it, you know. There's been this history of we've seen it play out in the state care inquiry. There's been this history of central government abuse on Māori males. There's been this disconnection from whānau. It's one of the reasons why you know, the Waipareira Trust and Radio Wātia exist, right? Because, like, in Auckland, there's a lot of Māori who don't live where they whakapapa to, you know? And so when you aren't connected to where you are from and when you aren't connected to your social groups, you make up other social groups. When you have a government telling you that everything you do is wrong, then you kind of go, okay, then, well, maybe we need to get together as wrong, quote unquote, wrongdoers, and you're not doing anything wrong. You're just being yourself, you know. You gather together, so, you know, we're naturally, as human beings, we're naturally going to try to find our support network. We're going to try to find the people that we hang out with. That's all that is.
Tēnā koe. Talking of hanging out with, some wanted to go to the library and hang out for a story time with the drag queens, but that didn't sit real comfortable at all with Destiny Church, who decided to paint the rainbow crossing white. What did you make of their actions and the subsequent actions? I see the council was quick to repaint over.
Oh, absolutely. You don't get to turn up and you don't get to vandalise our stuff in this one. And so blatantly, that's just a no. In regards to the protest, yes, they had organised a protest, but Gisborne organised a counter protest. There were way more of us counter protesting that were there, considering we didn't organise ourselves. Considering that people were at work, so even people were kind of turning up in shifts. They were turning up in their lunch break and eating their lunch while being there to support. And then going back to work, or even people that were walking past going, oh, that's right, this thing's on. I'll stand here for about an hour or so, you know. It was amazing to see the community turn up. It was awesome. I'm really proud of the fact that our Gisborne District Council repainted that crossing so quickly. And I want to say this nationally, and I want to give everybody the assurance that if it gets vandalized again, we will paint it again. And if the vandals are so full of hubris that they decide to release public statements about it and put videos up of themselves about it and basically provide us the evidence, we will take that to the police too, and we will be getting them to prosecute for willful damage. You don't get to come to Gisborne and do that kind of thing in our city and in our region. Gisborne's, like I said, Gisborne's really, we're a small community. We're really well connected. We know each other really, really well. The in-region presence of that group of vandals who wanted to destroy that crossing is tiny. It's like 10, 15 people. A lot of the people that came were from out of region. And this is a kōrero that one of my aunties was having with those people when they were here. She was like, I know where yous are from. You need to go back to your guys' own place, and the people from that place need to have a conversation with you, because you don't get to come to somebody's some other iwi's whenua and try and dictate this thing here. We're the iwi around here. We know what's going on, and we support it.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Also, with council matters, Josh, we hear that some of the Māori councillors have been under pressure to attend more council meetings, but one spoke of her commute from Ruatoria to Gisborne for each meeting, 2 hours each way. A Māori council is under a lot of pressure in Gisborne.
Well, just by the virtue of being Māori, we're always under pressure, you know. Like how I was talking about the whole gang connectedness thing, you know, just by virtue we're under pressure. And also then there's the whānau obligation to our Māori communities, right? Like, I feel more, I've said this before, I'm comfortable standing in front of 1,000 people having a kōrero, but put me in front of 5 of my aunties, oh, that's pressure, right? That's pressure right there. There have been some issues in regards to some of the attendance, but we were given assurance from councillors that would be improved and picked up on and things like that. You're right, there are some of our rural councillors that have a long way to travel, and there's no issues there. There's a lot of commitment. Council's a hard job. Being a council is a really difficult job, you know, and it's really difficult and really hard to get your head wrapped around it. I mean, this is my fourth term being a Gisborne District Councillor, you know, so I'm well seasoned for the difficulties of it. It does take a little bit kind of working it all out.
Kia ora tawatu koe, Josh. Kia ora e o kōrero i te atene. Kia pai tō rā whakata. Have a good weekend, man. Thanks very much for having a kōrero with us today.
Tēnā koe, Dale, has always a pleasure, always Love being on Radio Wātea with you, my friend.
Kia ora. I'll welcome you again soon. Thanks very much. Josh Fallinger is the Deputy Mayor of Gisborne. I'm very proud of his community.